Town of Collingwood staff are asking County of Simcoe consultants to reconsider some of their assumptions about the town as part of the first-ever Municipal Comprehensive Review, which is planning for growth between now and 2051. Councillors and staff discussed the matter at the Development and Operations Standing Committee meeting on November 8, with council voting unanimously in favour of sending the town's position to the County of Simcoe. As part of the discussion, Mayor Brian Saunderson pushed back on the county's assigned growth targets, passing an amendment asking that the county reduce the amount of growth assigned to Collingwood by 15%, or about 2,500 people. "I wrestle with the numbers we have, and the population growth that's going to be foisted on our community," said Saunderson. "Is there a way to push back while the numbers are still draft?" Collingwood's Director of Planning, Building and Economic Development, Summer Valentine, said council could provide a comment that they would like to see the targets reduced, but the risk to doing that could be that the town wouldn't be adequately planning for the growth that will inevitably come. "The Municipal Comprehensive Review is a planning exercise where the County of Simcoe will meet with all upper and lower tier municipalities that are subject to growth plan for the Greater Golden Horseshoe. As official plans must conform to the provincial policy, the growth plan requires that certain elements have to come through a municipal comprehensive review. Specific topics to be covered through the review include growth management, land needs assessment, natural heritage system mapping, agricultural system mapping, climate change and watershed management. Preliminary information provided by the province to the County of Simcoe identifies five primary settlement areas that are poised to handle most of the local growth that will come by 2051. Alliston, Bradford West Gwillimbury, Alcona, Collingwood and Penetanguishene, Midland. Barrie and Orillia are also identified as primary settlement areas, however they are undertaking their own MCR process separate from the County of Simcoe. What being in a primary settlement area does not mean, is that we would recommend or intend to build on all the land anywhere within the boundary of the town of Collingwood," said Valentine. "The growth plan requires us to be thoughtful about where growth should occur. Between now and 2051, the province of Ontario is estimating that Simcoe County's population, excluding Barrie and Orillia, will balloon from about 357,000 currently to 555,000 total people. With the influx of new residents, the province is estimating 198,000 jobs will exist here, up from 117,000 currently. According to the first draft of the proposed land needs assessment, Collingwood's population currently sits at 26,050. By 2051, the population is expected to reach 43,230. Jobs in Collingwood are currently estimated at 12,210, and are expected to reach 19,390 by 2051. Saunderson asked if the numbers provided were forecasts or allocations. "What input do we have in terms of those numbers?" he asked. Valentine said it was a combination of the two. She said the county is tasked with allocating growth, however it isn't a random exercise and is, instead, informed by trends such as demographics, employment, historical market trends, growth trends and commuting patterns. "They are forecasting where growth is most likely to happen to ensure municipalities that are allocated growth can appropriately plan," she said. Saunderson said that in discussion with other local mayors, there is a feeling between them that some areas are underburdened with their allocations, while others are overburdened. He used Clearview Township as an example, stating that they are expected to grow by 3,000 people by 2051. "To me, that seems surprising," he said. "We are going to need infrastructure injections. One of the changes being suggested by town staff to the draft plan refers to the type of development. According to the draft lands need assessment created by Hemson Consulting, new areas of town that are yet to be developed should be built up with 62% as single, semi-detached homes, 28% as row houses and 10% as apartments. The town is recommending that the split be adjusted to 45% single, semi-detached homes, 30% row houses and 25% apartments, putting a greater emphasis on higher density residential development, which has been identified as a need in Collingwood. Coun. Kathy Jeffery referred to the planning exercise as a high-wire balancing act, in trying to manage the growth, the types of housing and the affordability of the community. "I still have a lot of angst after reading this because I think, when the primary settlement areas were first put in place, The whole idea was the province was going to invest into these areas to help with that infrastructure, she said. As far as I can tell, that has never happened. They're relying on us to come up with solutions to their provincial woes. What I see as an attempt to help us, isn't really solving anything, said Jeffery. Town consultants also questioned the presumption that Collingwood would provide support for growth in neighboring communities. The assumption that the town of Collingwood will provide infrastructure to support growth in other communities in the county is not feasible or appropriate without further investigation and support for the town as a regional hub, said Valentine. Town staff noted in their report that they are in support of the recommendations from Hemson regarding climate change and watershed management. Overall, town consultants will be requesting clarification from the county on the expected timeline for the overall municipal comprehensive review and support that will be provided to local municipalities to complete the exercise. Once the written comments by town staff are ratified by a vote of full council later this month, they will be forwarded to county staff for inclusion in the MCR. Public information and consultation events took place throughout October. The deadline for feedback is November 12. For more information on how you can get involved and provide feedback, click here.